by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIO is brought to you in part by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Crady Insurance, one office for all your insurance needs. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Jim Wyman and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14.
Just a few minutes away from high school girls basketball tonight on WGIL. We're going to go down to Bill Allison, the public address announcer, here in a moment for the announcement of the starting lineups. But first of all, we're going to pause for our national anthem. By the way, the first game tonight was won by Dunlap over Alleman by the score of 52-46. So the opening game won by Dunlap over Alleman. Now we'll go down for our national anthem. Our national anthem from Galesburg High School. Let's go down now to Bill Allison, the public address announcer for our starting lineup.
A 5'6 senior number one, Gracie Boster. A 5'8 junior number two, Aubrey Carlisle. A 5'6 junior number 20, Michaela Grunwald. A 5'8 senior number 22, Elise Trout. And a 5'10 junior number 25, Shelby White. The Illini West, coached by Mr. Grant Supernat, assisted by Brent McKinney and Steve Patrick. Now the starting lineup for your Galesburg Silver Streaks. A 5'5 sophomore number 3, Kaylin Boydston. A 5'8 junior number 20, Casey Williams. A 5'4 senior number 34, Haley Kelso. And a 5'9 junior number 40, Sabrina Clay. And a 6'1 sophomore number 54, Shaylee Florine. Silver Streaks, coached by Evan Massey, assisted by Andy Allison, Michael Rux, and Jay Barshinger.
Our officials for tonight's game, Dave Hasley of Abingdon is the referee, Gary Tissue of Milan, and Chris Smith of Macomb, the umpires. And so Illini West is dressed in their black uniforms. They're traveling black uniforms with orange numerals and orange and white piping. The Streaks in their home uniforms tonight, the white uniforms with the silver streaks across the chest with the silver and black piping. Galesburg will be going from right to left here at John Thiel Gym, which is east to west. Illini West will be going from left to right, which is west to east. We're ready for the opening tip-off. It'll be Florine jumping against Shelby White of Illini West. And The opening tip is won by Galesburg. Gets tipped to Williams. She gets it back to Boydston, who comes into the front court right side to Clay. Clay back up top now. They'll come around the three-point line. They go to Clay inside. She pops it back out to Williams, who drives the paint, puts up a running jumper around and good.
Good job right there by the Silver Streaks. They worked the ball around the exterior of the lane, and then we're able to go inside out to Clay, and then Casey Williams brought it inside.
Full court pressure by the Streaks. Elise Trout is going to be fouled by Sabrina Clay. That'll be Clay's first. The first team foul whistled against Galesburg. So Galesburg with the full court pressure, Eric.
Yeah, and they're going right after it, too. And so far, it's working pretty well for the Silver Streaks as they're having a hard time. Elise Trout's having a hard time getting the ball even in bounce past Sabrina Clay. And she's a good point person because she's long and athletic.
Comes in now in the backcourt. They get it to Bostert. Now over the timeline. Into the front court to Bryan. Now back up top of the key. They'll hand the ball off, and this will be Carlisle dribbling. She has it knocked away. Ball goes on the floor. We'll get a jump ball here, and it'll be Illini West ball in the alternating possession.
Well, Illini West, very fortunate right there, as they were trying to get inside to Aubrey Carlisle. The ball got tipped up in the air, and Casey was there, just was not able to get clear possession of it.
Gracie Bostert will trigger it in. Comes all the way back out to center court to Aubrey Carlisle. Carlisle, the left-handed dribble. She's guarded by Williams. Now still out top of the key. Comes back over to Gracie Bostert. Now they'll do the weave. They go down on the baseline, but we'll get a whistle, and a travel is going to be whistled against Carlisle.
Yeah, she was trying to get it down to the baseline after they exchanged the ball at the top between the two guards. Unfortunately for her, she just delayed just a second getting that ball there and slid her foot.
Streaks back on the attack now, right to left. This is Florine with it up top. She'll go back on the left side to Caitlin Boydston. Now back up to Florine. Now to Clay. Clay out between the circles to Boydston. Boydston will come right wing now to Clay. Back up top to Florine. Florine now will go back inside. Sets a pick. Here's a three-point shot by Kelso. No good. Gets her own rebound. Puts it right back up and through.
Good job right there by Haley. She was working the ball around to get open for a three. They set a fence for her up top so she could shoot the three, but was able to get her own rebound and put it back up and in.
Here's a jumper from the left baseline by Bostert. No good. The ball goes on the floor. Now back up top to White, who'll take the jumper good. Shelby White with the basket for Illini West. They're on the board.
4-2, Streaks with the advantage.
Back on the attack now comes Galesburg, right to left. This is Casey Williams. She's all alone at the foul line left side to Sabrina Clay. Now to Boydston. Boydston drives inside, had the ball tipped away. It's going to knock out of bounds. They say it's off of Boydston, and Illini West will get it on the turnover.
I thought it looked right there like that ball got knocked out of Boydston's hands, but they're going to say it went off of her as she was trying to take it inside for the layup.
Full court pressure by the Streaks, tipped away in the backcourt by Boydston off of Gracie Bostert, but they say it was off Boydston last.
Yeah, same kind of situation right there. It looked like Bostert lost the ball. And unfortunately, it's going to be Illini West keeping the possession.
Galesburg coming out with the press. This is Grunwald now over the timeline. Gets it on the right side. The jumper, Aubrey Carlisle from 10 feet. No good. The rebound pulled off by Clay. Back on the attack comes Boydston. Near side, Williams. Williams, one dribble inside the three-point line to Florine.
There we go.
She'll put it up and through.
Great play right there. They just go to Florine, and she powers her way in for the easy two. 6-2, Streaks with the advantage.
That was almost too easy. Now we're going to get a travel called on Elise Trout, as Trout was getting down to the baseline on the left wing and then was intimidated a little bit inside, and so she turns it over. It'll be Streaks' ball. They lead it 6-2, 5:45 to go first quarter. Back comes Kaylin Boydston now to Sabrina Clay. Clay between the rings, right side Casey Williams. She had it tipped away, gets the ball back on the three-point line, drives down to the baseline, still spinning, pops it back out top now to Kelso. Back on the high post now to Florine. She lost the ball, and it's going to be turned over and picked up by Elise Trout. Here comes Illini West on the attack. All the easy layup put up and through by Gracie Bostard.
Looked like a little miscommunication there by Florine and Clay. They were both posted up on the same side of the floor, so then when Florine got the basketball, she had nowhere to go with it and ended up turning it over.
Casey Williams with a three-pointer left side, no good. The rebound controlled by Grunwald, and we'll get a whistle and a travel here called against Michaela Grunwald of Illini West. It'll go to Galesburg at center court.
Three turnovers in the early going for the Chargers. Streaks only have two at this point. But with the 6-4 lead right now for the Streaks, we've seen some positive things. We'll see if they can keep working off those things.
Now they'll put it on the baseline. Galesburg will throw it in. Clay gets it in. Here's the three-point shot coming from the left side. It's going to be around no good by Lexi Daniels, who's come into the game for the Strakes. Back on the attack comes Illini West. This is Josie Finch has it on the left side. She pops it back out to Grunwald. Grunwald gets it over to Bostard, who drives inside, puts the shot up, no good. Saved inbounds by Clay. Clay gets the ball in, and back on the attack comes Galesburg. This is the first time we're seeing Gully, the freshman, as Gully now brought the ball up court for the Streaks.
Yep.
And now we'll get a travel called here. They're going to call a travel against Daniels, I believe.
Yep. Unfortunately, Lexi had nowhere to go with the basketball, and Gully was in a bad position. She didn't get open to give a passing lane to Lexi, and Lexi just kept trying to inch over and over closer to try to find some daylight, and she slid her pivot foot.
6-4 our score. Illini West back in the front court. The ball was tipped away in the lane and picked up by Daniels. Back on the attack comes Lexi Daniels for the Streaks. She spins around looking for someone to pass to, and we'll get a whistle and a foul called here. Michaela Grunwald will pick it up, her first team foul on the Illini West Chargers. 6-4 Galesburg, 4:25 to go first quarter.
More controlled pace than what we've seen the last few years, Jim.
Yep.
And that's also resulted in probably a lower scoring game than you would normally see out of a Streaks team at this point.
Comes in now to Daniels. She's going to be tied up. We'll get a jump ball. Daniels had nowhere to go to that time, and she was double-teamed on the right wing, tied up by Michaela Grunwald. It'll be Galesburg's ball on the alternating possession, and it'll be thrown in by Raina Gully, the 5'5 freshman.
The mistake there for Lexi was using her dribble and not going anywhere with it.
Comes into Gully now, or comes Daniel. Gully gets it into Daniels. She takes a three-pointer, no good. The rebound controlled by Grunwald. Here's Foster putting it up, and it's going to be blocked away by Casey Williams of Galesburg.
Great recovery right there by Casey. She was able to get back down the floor and just swat that one away out of bounds.
Galesburg looks so much bigger than Illini West. Triggered in the lane. Is going to be intercepted and picked up by Gully. Gully brings it back out. Left-handed dribble now for the Streaks. The freshman going to lose it, though, at center court. Picked up by Josie Finch. She's tied up by Gully as Gully recovered, and we'll have a jump ball.
And it's going to go back to the Chargers right there. And unfortunately, a very good play by Gully. It just unfortunately makes the bad play right after it and turns the ball right back over.
Florine's going to come back in for the Streaks. Casey Williams will go out. Also in for Galesburg is Sammy Thompson on the court. Daniel stays in the game. So does Gully. Kelso's in there along with Florine. Back on the attack comes Illini West now. They're moving left to right. Josie Finch, a bounce pass in the right corner. Got it down to Jenna Bryan, who's come in. Back out now to Bostard. Bounce pass in the lane is blocked as Shelby White put it up. Now picked up by Illini West and picked up on the side and put back up and through in the basket by Elise Trout.
Good job right there rejecting the shot initially by Shaylee Florine. Unfortunately for her, none of her teammates were able to pick up the basketball, and now we're having a second turnover, actually a third turnover, I think, on Lexi Daniels right there as she drug her pivot foot once again.
That was Grunwald who got the basket, not Elise Trout. No, so it'll be Illini West ball here in their backcourt. It's triggered inbounds by Jenna Bryant. She gets the ball into Aubrey Carlisle. Carlisle back up top to Gracie Bostert. Bostert now on the dribble, shovels it off left side as they run the weave on the left wing. Here's Carlisle driving in, taking the shot, no good. The rebound, Florine for the Streaks. Back comes Galesburg. Gully now, ahead on the right side. Got the ball ahead to Weaver, who's in the game. Here's a jumper, Daniels, three-pointer, good!
There she goes. Lexi able to find the bottom of the net right there. She's out on the wing on the near side and just was able to square herself up and get the shot to fall.
9-6, Galesburg will get a 30-second timeout called by the Illini West Chargers. Well, what do you think so far, Eric?
Well, I like the control that we see so far. And the other thing that I really like is they're looking inside a lot. And we saw that great drop-step move by Shaylee. I think they're going to need to go back to that a little bit more. Unfortunately, the last time she was able to get it, it was on a double post, and she wasn't able to do anything with the basketball because Sabrina Clay's defender jumped on her right when she got the pass.
So the Silver Streaks huddle around Coach Evan Massey, starting his 36th year as head coach of the Silver Streaks. That's just truly amazing. He's going to coach this year, and then next year's is last year is teaching, and he hopes to continue to coach the Galesburg girls program after that. He's a third to Dave Power and Dorothy Gators as far as wins go in the state of Illinois. So he's Dorothy Gators is first, Dave Power at Fenwick is second, Dorothy, of course, at Marshall, and Massey is third. So it'll be after the timeout by Illini West, it'll be their ball. They come up against the press, and now we're going to get a whistle here and a foul called.
That's a tough foul call right there because I think this is going to, it's going to go against Lexi, and she did a good job. She's right in front of the ball handler. She jumped up and deflected the pass, but I guess when she was coming down, brought her arms down, she must have clipped the wrist of the passer.
Her first, the second team foul. Here's a three-pointer left side, no good by Josie Finch. The rebound inside by Florine. Outlet pass to Gully. Gully comes back up court for the streak. She's the freshman. Rainey Gully now drives the right side, holds up inside the three-point line to Florine. Now left side, Kelso with the three-pointer in and out, no good. The rebound in the lane, Jenna Bryan of Illini West. Bryan with the outlet pass to Bostert. Gracie Bostert now back up court. She gets the ball on the left side to Finch. Now back up top to Aubrey Carlisle. In the corner, here's the 18-foot jumper around, no good. The rebound controlled by Florine. That shot by Trout. Back comes Gully now for the Silver Streaks with 2:23 to go first quarter. Galesburg leads it 9-6. Gully holds up on the right side for Galesburg. Looking, still nobody to pass to. It's going to go out of bounds, but they'll give it to Galesburg. They say it went off of Jenna Bryan. Illini West doing a good team, good job double teaming the ball, Eric.
Well, and they're taking advantage of the inexperienced ball handlers by the Streaks. The Streaks keep having, whether it's Gully, whether it's Lexi Daniels, they're picking the ball up in bad positions. And what's happening is right when they pick the ball up, these savvy Charger defenders are just jumping the passing lanes and getting in their face, and the Streaks have nowhere to go with the basketball.
Boydston, Clay, and Williams back in for Galesburg. Clay has it underneath, puts it up, and she's going to be fouled.
Well, and a great job by Clay right there. She got her post position on a quick cut through the lane. She's able to get it solid, and then when she dropped a lane, the only thing the Chargers could do was foul right there, and there was two people there that the foul could have gone on.
I think they called the foul on Jenna Bryan. As Clay makes the first one. So Sabrina Clay, the 5'9 junior, she had 15 points in the game against Illini West last year, and she makes them both.
Streaks up 11-6 now with 2:06 left to go here in the opening quarter.
That foul was on Jenna Bryan. Second team foul.
The officials missed it over and back right there, and it was pretty blatant as Gronewald stepped across and then passed it into the backcourt.
Into Finch in the lane. She's double-teamed as Illini West in the front court. Here's a three-pointer by Josie Finch. No good. The rebound, Sabrina Clay for Galesburg. Outlet pass to Boydston. Boydston now back on the attack right to left for the Streaks. To Kelso on the high right side. Now to Boydston. To Florine. Now left side Williams. Casey Williams gets a pick from Florine. Drives the paint. Tried to shove it up, but we're getting a whistle and a foul called. It'll be Galesburg's ball out of bounds.
As we see, Casey's going to take the ball a little bit right there. She got it on the elbow. She cut it across on the dribble and then looked to kick it out as she was locked up by the defender.
Michaela Grunwald called for the foul, her second, third team foul. Comes into Kelso on the right side. Now to Boydston. Boydston will bring it out for the Streaks with a minute 27 to go first quarter. Streaks up by five. Right side now. Boydston gets it down to Clay, but Clay, too tight on her, is Jenna Bryan. Boy, I tell you, Illini West plays tight defense, don't they? Man.
They do, and now Jenna Bryan with her second. So Gronewall and Bryan with two fouls here in the opening quarter. They're going to both head to the bench. Coming into the game, back into the game, it'll be Gracie Bostert, and I believe, was it Finch? No, Finch was in there.
Finch went out. Here, Florine with a left-handed hook, and it's good!
Great play right there by Florine. Good use, again, of her pivot foot. She was able to make space and get the ball up and down.
Full court pressure by the Streaks, but Illini West beats it. Here's a three-pointer left side, and it's good by Josie Finch. Finch hits the three from the left wing as Galesburg a little slow getting back, and now we're going to get a whistle here and a double dribble call against Kaitlin Boydston of the Streaks.
Well, that Finch 3 broke a 7-0 streak run. It's 13-9 now, just a minute 01 left to go here in the first quarter.
So Gracie Bostert will bring it on the attack now for the Illini West Chargers. Man-to-man defense for Galesburg. On the right side, this is Aubrey Carlisle. Got the ball over to Trout, but Trout's going to be called for the travel, and the Streaks will get it on the turnover.
Both teams with six turnovers now. Some Just probably first game jitters for a couple of these players and some sloppy play.
Kalen Boydston now takes the inbounds pass from Casey Williams. Now to Florine, top of the key. Left side, Casey. Casey Williams on the dribble. She's guarded outside by Bostard, who tips the ball away from her, steals it. Bostard now comes back. There was contact, no whistle. Ahead on the break, now to Trout, who puts it up no good. Rebound Sabrina Clay for Galesburg. Back comes the Streaks. Boydston ahead to Williams, and Williams going to be fouled by Gracie Bostard.
That's going to be the first for Gracie. Streaks will get the ball on the side.
15 foul against Illini West with 30 seconds to go first quarter. Here comes Raina Gully back into the game. I want to say Rainey Sibley, yeah. Raina Gully. And going out will be Caitlin Boydston. So Galesburg has Gully, Clay, along with Casey Williams, Florine, and Kelso on the court right now with 30.8 seconds to go first quarter. Bounce pass comes into Raina Gully. Gully guarded out top by Finch. Goes to the right side looking for the give and go to Florine, instead out to Clay. Bounce pass down to Florine's going to be intercepted and stolen by Josie Finch of Illini West. Back come the Chargers. Finch now ahead to Aubrey Carlisle. Back out to Finch. Right side now to Bostard. Bostard on the dribble against Kelso. Drives the baseline. In the paint, the jumper up around no good by Shelby White. The rebound Florine for Galesburg. Now the Streaks on the attack right to left. Over the timeline, Gully. At the buzzer, here's Florine with the three-pointer, no good. And that's the end of the first quarter with the score. It's Galesburg 13, Illini West 9. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandberg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2014 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandberg Mall.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's.
For the baseball enthusiast who appreciates the process of breaking in a genuine leather Rawlings glove. For the football fanatic that understands the importance of having an authentic Riddell helmet between you and the other guy. And for the volleyball player who will only practice with a Wilson ball because she insists it sounds different, louder, when she spikes it on her opponent. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee has brands that true athletes insist on for a reason. Find them all under one roof at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson back with you, WGIL Galesburg. Glad to have you with us tonight. Well, reaction to the first quarter, Eric.
Well, I like what I see so far of the defensively and offensively. We're going to need to clean up some things as the season goes along. Too many turnovers. You don't want to see 8 turnovers in a first quarter, but they've done a good job in the early going. As another ball gets stolen away, this is the second straight time down the floor, other than the heave at the quarter break, where they tried to go inside the Florine, just a bad entry pass results in a turnover.
We're going to get a foul called on Florine. And they called her for a push, her first, the third team foul against the Streaks. So the Streaks won came in, had the ball, and lost it. And now back comes Illini West as we start the second quarter with the Streaks up 13-9. Here's a shot from the corner by Carlisle, no good. The ball's going to be knocked out of bounds, but they say it's Illini West ball. I just can't believe how small Illini West looks next to the Streaks.
Yeah, you don't hear that. We haven't heard that in years, that the other team looks small compared to the Streaks.
Right. Comes into White. White now on the left side. Got it over, and the shot's going to go up and through by Carlisle as Carlisle gets the basket. She drove right in unmolested. Here's Kelso with a three-pointer right side. Off the glass, no good. The rebound, Shelby White for Illini West. Outlet pass to Bostard, now to Finch. Finch into the front court for the Chargers. Back to Bostard. She's quick. Bounce
pass
inside. Put back up. Put up by White, no good. The rebound controlled by Clay of Galesburg. Back come the Streaks now on the attack. Ahead to Williams. Underneath, and we're going to get a travel on Williams. She just dragged the foot a little bit as she was trying to get the pass underneath the Boydston.
10 turnovers now for the Streaks in just over a quarter of play. Not a good start to that, but they have looked good in defense. Obviously, another thwarting yet another opportunity as a nice shot by the Streaks to shift down and deter the shot by Carlisle in that last possession.
13-11, Galesburg leads it. Gracie Bostard up top now. Gets it to Finch. Finch thought about the three. Kelso on her, now to Bostard. Bostard sets the offense, drives against Boydston. Right side, here's a jumper by Carlisle, no good. The rebound Clay for Galesburg. Here come the Streaks. Kalen Boydston now brings it over the timeline. Left-handed dribble. Comes left wing. Gets it back up top, now to Clay. Right side to Casey Williams with 6:36 to go, second quarter. Here's Kelso, wide open open three-pointer bingo.
Kelso breaks the seal right there from the three-point line. She was 0 for 3 and knocks that one down. So 16-11, streaks with the five-point lead.
6:23 to go first quarter. Ahead now to White. White will put it up off the glass and through. Shelby White with her second basket of the ball game. She has four, 16-13. Illini West won't go away. Back on the attack come the streaks. Boydston now on the dribble right side. She's going to get the give and go now to Clay. Clay will put it up no good. The rebound in the lane controlled by Elise Trout of Illini West to Bostard. Ahead on the right side now to Carlisle, but she couldn't control the pass. Good defense by Casey Williams, who was there, but the ball was just in a bad space for Carlisle, and so Galesburg will have it on the turnover.
Clay could put up some massive numbers if she's able to finish there. Unfortunately, just a little strong off the and a little low off the square, and it came bouncing off, but that's a play that she's going to get a lot of looks at.
Here comes Raina Gully back into the front court. It's going to take me a while to get that right. Now to Williams. Left side to Haley Kelso. Kelso gets a pick from Williams. Now to Clay. Sabrina Clay, right side to Casey Williams. Williams looked around. Now ball's tipped away, and she's going to turn it over. Looked like there was a whistle. I thought I heard a whistle there, and she looked kind of, Williams looked at Gary Tissue, and Tissue was just counting, and now the ball's going to be knocked out of bounds, and they're going to give it back to Galesburg.
Yeah, originally they gave that to Illini West. They've switched the call now, and I don't think that the streets realize.
Well, now they realize that Galesburg's going to come back into their front court as they were in the Illini West front court. And Lexi Daniels has come back into the game for the streak. She'll get it into Raina Gully.
And a near over and back violation there on Raina Gully.
Here's a drive to the hoop. Shot up no good by Sammy Thompson.
Clay with the rebound and the put back.
Clay grabs it and puts it back up and through. Sabrina Clay has 4 points in the game, her first field goal. Now here's Carlisle on the left side, or Finch on the left side, I should say. Back up to Bostard. Wide open three-pointer for Gracie, no good. The rebound controlled by Sabrina Clay. Outlet pass to Raina Gully. Gully near side. Here's a drive, Lexi Daniels. She couldn't get the shot up. Got it back out to Gully. Gully will put the shot up, no good. It's going to come back out here on the near side and be picked up by Sammy Thompson. Cross court to Haley Kelso. Now up top to Raina Gully with 4:54 to go second quarter. 18-13 streaks to Clay. Back to Gully. Inside to Williams, or rather inside to Thompson. Here's a shot up. No good from the left wing by Lexi Daniels. Galesburg still has it, though. Kelso thought about the three-pointer up top. Now got it off to Raina Gully. Gully now on the dribble. Works on the drive against Josie Finch. Now back up top. Got the ball up top. Here's the three-point shot by Sammy Thompson. No good. The rebound this time picked up by Aubrey Carlisle of Illini West. Back come the Chargers on the attack left to right. Carlisle on the left side dribble. She'll drive all the way to the hoop. Puts it up and through, and she's fouled.
Nobody picked her up. She was wide open. She realized it, took it to the rim. Not only did she score, but then Thompson late to the party ends up committing the foul, and that's a bad foul to commit right there. You just got to give up that layup, Jim.
First foul on Thompson, and that's the fourth team foul. Going to the free throw line is Aubrey Carlisle. She's a 5'8 junior. She had 12 points in the game last year against the Silver Streaks. Got to be a thrill for these girls to come up, a school of 400 students, play against Galesburg. Free throw is going to be good. She converts the three-point play, and Illini West won't go away. They're down by two, 18-16, 4:15 to go here second quarter. Up top now, they get the ball to Sammy Thompson. Thompson on the near side to Lexi Daniels. Daniels back up top, and we're going to get a timeout, Massey. He doesn't like what he's seeing.
No, the streaks were getting a little wide with their offense, and what that means is the wider you get, the longer your passes get, the easier it is for people to pick the passes off. And what happened is, as that possession was going, the streaks offense just kept getting wider and wider, and we saw a couple times where there were near misses on steals, and then the streaks were also having a problem catching the ball cleanly.
Our next broadcast will be on Thursday night. It'll be Galesburg and Metamora. That game, 7 o'clock, will be on the air about 6:40 with the pregame show. And then on Friday night, Galesburg against East Peoria, the late game, 8:30 the start on that one. We'll be on the air about 8:10 with the pregame show there. And then Saturday night, it'll be Galesburg and Springfield at 6:30, that ball game here, and we'll be on the air about 6:10 with that one. So a great tournament. It's kind of like we're building up in competition with the Springfields and the Freeports coming up. Springfield this weekend, and then Freeport next weekend. Galesburg Ford will have it after their timeout. They lead it 18-16. 4 minutes to go, second quarter. Haley Kelso with the three-point shot, no good. The rebound's going to go out of bounds. I think it went off Clay's foot. It did. And it'll be Illini West ball.
Yeah, unfortunately, Clay was trying to hustle over to get to that ball, and it just came off at a bad angle off that rim and went right after her foot.
Full court pressure by the Streaks. We're going to get a foul call on Kaylin Boydston, and she did not give Gracie Bossert of Illini West enough room. First on Boydston, that'll be the fifth team foul. Full court pressure again by the Streaks. Bostert will, or it comes into Bostert. Bostert in the backcourt now. She's back there with Elise Trout. Trout has the ball now against Boydston. Dribbles it over the timeline. Sticks the elbow out. Lost the ball. Got it back. And we'll get a travel call.
Nine turnovers now for Illini West.
Illini West is the consolidation between Carthage High School, Dallas City High School, and La Harpe High School. Back on the attack now comes the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Boydston on the right side to Sabrina Clay. Clay looks, gets it in the corner to Lexi Daniels. Daniels now back up to Kelso. Now popping out is Sammy Thompson. Thompson on the near side to Boydston. Boydston on the dribble drives the foul line. Kelso wants that three and takes it and makes it.
Great job by Kelso. She had great body control. She got herself set up knowing that that pass could be coming her way. She got herself squared and was able to just put it up and in without much effort.
Haley Kelso with 8 points, 21-16. Now the ball is going to be knocked out of bounds by Boydston. As bringing it up court was Gracie Bostert for Illini West. We'll get some substitutions. Florine's going to come back in. Casey Williams in. Sabrina Clay is going to go out along with Sammy Thompson. So the Streaks will have Raina Gully along with Sammy Thompson is going to stay in the game. Raina Gully, Kelso, Florine, and Casey Williams. Right side now. This is Aubrey Carlisle. Travel. Bounce pass underneath, and we'll get a travel here on Carlisle.
Yep, she tried to jump stop, and she kind of slid when she did. And so that'll be the 10th turnover now for the Chargers as well. The student section with the "you can't do that" chant.
Shaylee Florine back in. Now it's going to be stolen away by Gracie Bostert on a bad, lazy pass by Gully, and Bostert drives the full court, puts it up and through.
Freshman mistake.
Yep. 21-18 as Illini West stays within three, 2:40 to go. First half, second quarter. Gully now, and we'll get a timeout called by Massey.
Yeah, and unfortunately for the Streaks, they probably had a layup right there from Sammy Thompson because a good pass by Gully right at it, but Massey not happy with how the ball's stalling out. Raina had that ball for a little bit too long, and I think what happened was Coach Massey finally decided that they weren't going to be able to get anything out of it. Was afraid they were going to get a five count. So with 2:37 left to go in the first half, Streaks hold a 21-18 advantage.
I think he was still mad about the lazy pass, the freshman mistake, as you called it, Eric.
Yep, you're probably right. And then to compound it, she came back down the other side and looked unsure with the basketball. But Raina Gully does come back into or stay in the game.
Well, Massey's never been one to yank a kid when a kid makes a mistake. He lets the kid go back out and do it. Here's the inbounds pass comes into Sammy Thompson, and Thompson's going to put it up, and she's going to be fouled and go to the free throw line.
We didn't see Sammy do a whole lot of that last year, taking the ball inside. She pretty much tried to stay on the exterior. Once in a while, she'd get a drive inside. We've seen a lot of cuts from her, and probably a good thing. She's a little bit on the taller side compared to, especially compared to this Illini West team, but just in general as well. But 5'7", she's one of the taller kids on the floor, even for the Streaks.
Lise Trout commits the Illini West foul, her first six-team foul. Sammy Thompson makes the first free throw for Galesburg. Second one on the way, and this one's perfect. Nice form for her, huh? Boy,
yeah.
She looks good.
Effortless.
Yep. 23-18, the Streaks by five. Back comes Bostert now. On the left side, she gets it to Elise Trout. Now back up top to Finch, to Bostert. Bostert in the left corner, the redhead on the baseline drive, and we're going to get a foul called here.
Well, Raina Gully is going to have to learn that you can't play defense with your hands. She was hand-checking the whole way and just kind of rode that offensive player along the baseline.
Her first six-team foul, 2:23 to go second quarter, comes into Shelby White. Now back up top to Aubrey Carlisle. Here's a three-pointer by Finch, and it's good.
Girls, Finch isn't afraid to let that one fly. That's her fifth attempt. She's hit two of them now, and unfortunately the Streaks have been slow jumping out at her.
Finch was six, 23-21, Streaks by two. Right side now, Gully. Back up top, gets it to Sammy Thompson. Near side, Kelso. Kelso on the dribble to give and go to Thompson. Ball was tipped away, by Illini West. Elise Trout out of bounds. It'll be Galesburg's ball here in the corner.
That was a bit of a lazy pass on Haley Kelso's part. She kind of just floated that one up there, allowing Trout to get her hands on it.
Raina Gully will throw it in. She's the 5'6 freshman. Comes into Haley Kelso. Kelso on the left side, being guarded by Bostert. Now to Thompson in the lane. She drives, but I think Shelby White got her on the foul.
Well, that was a bailout foul right there, if I've seen one by Shelby White, because the Streaks had absolutely nothing happening on the offensive end. And what happened was Haley almost traveled with the basketball. She flipped it ahead to Sammy, and Sammy had to basically run through Shaylee Florine just to get to that ball.
They called it on Trout. That's her second. Sammy Thompson at the lines made three in a row from the free throw line, 3 points in the game. She puts the Streaks up 24-21 with a minute 49 to go here in the second quarter. Just the best free throw form you're going to see, and this one's no good. Oh, I jinxed her. The second one, no good. The rebound controlled by Illini West and Shelby White. The Bostard is Finch again with the three, and it's good.
Nobody's jumping out at her. She's 3 for 6 now.
Josie Finch from the left wing, her favorite spot, and it's 24-all with a minute 30 to go in the game. Casey Williams now dribbles around underneath the Florine. Florine double-teamed, tried to get it up, but it was stolen away by Bostard. Back comes Illini West now. Ahead to Carlisle. She'll put the layup up. Good! Aubrey Carlisle has 7. 26-24. Illini West takes the lead. Minute 15 to go, second quarter. Casey Williams now top of the key to Florine, who's way up top. Right side goal. Gully now for Galesburg. Gully back up top now to Thompson. Near side Kelso. Kelso on the dribble with a minute to go. Almost tipped away by Carlisle. Florine got it back. Now it is stolen by Bostard.
Ooh,
Bostard now as the official goes down. Bostard full court drive. Good. Gracie Bostard has 6. 28-24 as Illini West takes over the game at the end of the second half. Gully now on the right side to Florine. Back up top now to Thompson. Inside to Florine. She couldn't control the pass. Loses it. And it goes out of bounds. It'll be Charger ball.
Well, it looks like Shaylee's a little unsure of her hands right now, because that's the second possession in the last few where she's gotten her hands on it and just hasn't caught it cleanly. The last time, she got a great pass inside from Thompson, and she wasn't able to do anything with it because she bobbled it initially.
Here's Finch now in the backcourt. Illini West by 4. They have the basketball. We'll get a travel here, as it was Aubrey Carlisle on the drive into the lane, but she walked with it. Boy, you know, Florine, they're caving in on her, too, when she gets the ball. They're double-teaming her in the paint.
Well, she's got to be aware of that. And if she can see the double-team coming, you go the opposite way. If you can't see it coming, then you have to look to where the double-team comes from and kick it out.
Back on the attack, Boydston now for Galesburg. 26 seconds to go into Florine. Left-handed shot, good. Shaylee Florine muscled that one in. She has 6, 28-26, Illini West. Ahead now to Finch. Finch on the left side now for the Chargers. Josie Finch around the right side. Carlisle with the three, no good. The rebound fought for in the lane. It's going to be picked up by Boydston of Galesburg. Back come the Streaks now right to left. Kaylin Boydston all the way down court. Bounce pass Clay. She'll put it up underneath. Good, and she's fouled.
Great entry pass right there by Boydston. She was just kind of neglected the clock, which was quickly running out. 1.8 left to go. She's able to drop it into Sabrina's Clay, and Sabrina did a better job that time of using the backboard, able to get it, kiss it high off the glass and in.
Here's a free throw as Clay makes it. Clay now with 2, 4, 6, 7 points on the game. 29-28, the Streaks back in front as the first half ends. That's the end of the first half with the score. Galesburg 29 and Illini West 28. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL at WGIL.com.
The 30th annual fundraiser to benefit the Galesburg Rescue Mission and Women's Shelter is coming up this weekend. Hi, I'm Dave Scholl, encouraging you to listen for our Harvest Time Share-a-thon this Saturday from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. here on WGIL. Your generosity, combined with the pledges from others in the Galesburg area, can help us reach our goal of $45,000 again this year. Please join us Saturday here on WGIL.
Galesburg Transit wants your used motor oil. After you change the oil in your vehicle, bring that used oil to the bus garage. They'll gladly take it. And just why do they want your used motor oil? Well, they'll save it to heat the bus garage, of course. So you can save time and money by changing your own oil, and now you can recycle that used oil. Double thumbs up. Just stop by the bus garage at 567 South Farnham Street during normal business hours.
I'm Craig McCluskey. Use Galesburg Transit. Catch us now.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2014 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Rob Williams, State Farm Agent in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg for all your insurance and financial services needs. Proud to bring you GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL.
What is that noise? It's driving me crazy.
Honey, it's our power meter.
Please make it stop.
Put a stop to the clicking by calling Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating today. With the installation of higher efficiency central air conditioners, hot water heaters, and furnaces, you can reduce your energy use and your power bill. And that sounds a lot better than... Find out more with a call to Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on Galesburg Radio 14.
Scoreboard being brought to you by Craddy Insurance, one office for all your insurance needs. That's Craddy Insurance. Jim Wyman and Eric Gibson back with you, WGIL. AM 1400, we're glad to have you with us. High school basketball, the game earlier today was won by Dunlap over Rock Island Alleman by the score of 52-46. The Silver Streaks lead at the half, 29-28, although it was all Illini West there coming down the stretch. They outscored the Silver Streaks 19-16 in the second quarter. Let's run down our Craddy Insurance scoreboard for you. First of all, for Illini West, they're led in scoring by Josie Finch, who pounded those three-pointers. I think Erica said she was 500 from the three-point line, three for six. So she has 9 points all on three-pointers. 7 points for Aubrey Carlisle. She's kind of their guard forward. Gracie Bostard has six. 2 points for Michaela Grunwald. And Shelby White, their center, has 2 points. For the Streaks, they're led in scoring by Haley Kelso. She has 2 three-pointers and a basket for 8 points at the half. Sabrina Clay has 7 points. 6 for Shaylee Florine, Galesburg's center. 3 points for Sammy Thompson. 3 points for Lexi Daniels. And 2 points for Casey Williams. It was 13-9 Galesburg at the end of the first quarter. And as we said, Illini West outscores the Streaks 19-16 in the second quarter. It's a one-point ball game, 29-28. And I was impressed with Illini West coming down the stretch there at the end of the second quarter. They caught fire, Eric.
Yeah, well, they hadn't had a lead all game until the 1:15 mark in there in the second quarter. They finally were able to get the lead 26-24, and they kind of went off a little bit from there. The Streaks were outscored at a period of time there. They went on a 7-0 run to take what ended up being a 28-24 lead. The Streaks were able to come back, tie it up, and then take the lead right at the half with that nice play by Sabrina Clay. But you've got to be happy if you're Coach Massey right now with the play your interior. Sabrina Clay, 7 points, as you said, but she's also got 8 rebounds. Shaylee Florine has 6 points and 4 rebounds, and both of them have been pretty steady on the inside. The one thing that you've got to be kind of disappointed about if you're Coach Massey, you're being out, you've turned the ball over 14 times. Now, you've negated that a little bit by forcing 11 turnovers, but 14-11 is not a number you want to be at. The Streaks have one more offensive rebound. They have a 3-2 offensive rebound lead, but they have 15 total rebounds, so only 8 for Illini West. And the Streaks shot it pretty well, 7 of 10 from inside the arc, 3 of 13 from outside the arc, not an ideal number, but when you're talking 10 of 23, so just below 50%, definitely not something we've seen before, but probably the glowing number, 6 of 7 from the stripe.
Our halftime stats brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. We'll take a break and come back with more of our halftime show. You're listening to Galesburg Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
There's a lot to buying a house besides the purchasing process. Protecting your home and your possessions is very important. Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg, will explain your coverages to you and make sure they provide the peace of mind you desire. We can also review your current policy to make sure you're not paying too much. So to review your policy or get a home insurance quote from Rockford Mutual, call me, Mark Craddy, today at Craddy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
we get them in the pool in an unweighted environment where they can, it's like a traction in the deep water.
Oftentimes, improper form or using too much weight for a particular lift can cause young athletes to experience injuries. Fortunately, Ron Smith, physical therapy assistant, can get them back in the game.
We just work on a lot of core strengthening, and then we do a lot of exercises with lower extremity in the pool, and then we can work onto the land-based therapy doing the same type of exercises.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better.
People who insist that it doesn't matter who does your screen printing have lower standards than you. You know what you want. You know what you expect. Clean lines, artistic designs, quality materials that players will actually want to wear. Screen-printed sportswear like that comes from Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Soft, comfortable fabrics, bright, bold colors, crisp school logos that profess your loyalty loud and proud. Find everything you need on and off the field at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. Everything sports. The official WGIL forecast, cloudy skies, a low of 34 by morning. Tomorrow up to 46, cloudy day, and there's a 50-50 chance of showers in the afternoon, a windy day too. Cloudy and a 50% chance of rain tomorrow night, but temperatures holding steady around 42. For Thursday, cloudy, chance of rain, 48. Rain likely Thursday night down to 38 degrees. Friday, a chance of rain and a high of 42. 41 right now at Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Quickly get in the know with local news headlines right from your email inbox with a morning brief from WGIL News. It's free and delivered daily. Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson back from John Field. Jim, we're at halftime. It's Galesburg and Illini West. The Silver Streaks leading Illini West by the score of 29-28. A reminder that we have more high school basketball this week as the Galesburg Thanksgiving Tournament will continue. It'll be Galesburg and Metamora playing at 7 o'clock on Thursday night here at John Field Gym. We'll be on the air with the pregame show at 6:40. And then the Silver Streak girls will play East Peoria on Friday night at 8:30. We'll be on the air at about 8:10 with our pregame show. And then on Saturday, November 23rd, this coming Saturday, it'll be that Saturday night Galesburg-Springfield game, which usually the gym is pretty near full for that one. And talking to Evan Massey, says Springfield is good once again this year.
Yeah, they always bring a pretty talented group when they come up here. And we've seen some players that have headed off to the D1 ranks. Drawing a blank right now on who they'd have coming back this year, but always a tough matchup for the girls, and that's why you hope these first few games, not that any of these teams are pushovers, obviously, but these first few games, hopefully the Streaks are able to kind of put some things together so that they go in fully at full strength against Springfield on Saturday.
As far as the boys go, Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee will be bringing you those games. The boys will open a week from tomorrow night. On November the 27th, that'll be a Wednesday night against Pekin. And, of course, you know, I can remember when I was in college and Jim Gardner from Galesburg and Dick Girard from Galesburg and Jim Gardner from Pekin. That was back when Pekin and Galesburg were like bitter rivals. And so Galesburg's going to play Pekin. That's a game that I think everybody wants to see on Wednesday, November 27th at the Thanksgiving tournament here. That's a 7:06 start with the pregame show. And then the boys will play East Peoria on Friday the 29th. They'll play in the morning, and then they'll play Limestone on the 29th at 6:55 at night. And then they'll finish that day playing, on Saturday they'll play Rantoul at the pregame show at 9:55, 9:30 in the morning. And then they'll play Saturday the 30th against Peoria Notre Dame. So we'll have lots of basketball, boys and girls basketball, coming up for you here on WGIL. We're ready for the start of the second half. 29-28 is our score. It'll be Illini West ball to start the second half. Looks like both teams have their original starting lineups back on the court. Illini West will be moving from right to left, which is east to west. Top of the key, this is Gracie Bostert. Now on the right side to Shelby Finch. Finch back up to Bostert, looking on the near side for Grunwald. Instead gets the ball to Elise Trout. Trout pops it on the near corner. Here's the dribble in by Grunwald, who takes the shot no good. The rebound, Sabrina Glay for Galesburg. Outlet pass to Gully, who's starting the second half. So she's in there instead of Boydston. To Kelso, now to Clay. Clay drives inside, pops it back out. Here's Williams with a three-pointer, left wing, good.
Casey had all day to think about that one. Nobody within 20 feet of her. She knocks that one down for 5 points on the game for Casey Williams.
Big hoop for the Silver Streaks to start the second half. They were a little bit manhandled at the end of the second quarter. In the front court now, Illini West. Here's Shelby White with a jumper just inside the foul line. No good. The rebound controlled by Florine of Galesburg. Outlet pass to Gully. Gully got the pass to Williams, but she couldn't control it. It's picked up by Illini West and brought back up court by Grunwald. Michaela Grunwald now. Back up top to Finch. Now Bossert with a wide open three-pointer. Bingo.
Jeez.
She was open for a long time, just like Williams was. And Massey doesn't like that at all.
No, and he's going to burn another timeout here to talk about the fact that you can't be leaving these shooters wide open, and this is going to be a full timeout.
So we'll take a break with 6:47 to go here in the third quarter. It's Galesburg 32, Illini West 31. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and on WGIL.com.
The 30th annual fundraiser to benefit the Galesburg Rescue Mission and Women's Shelter is coming up this weekend. Hi, I'm Dave Scholl, encouraging you to listen for our Harvest Time Share-a-thon this Saturday from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. here on WGIL. Your generosity, combined with the pledges from others in the Galesburg area, can help us reach our goal of $45,000 again this year. Please join us Saturday here on WGIL.
Terry Cavanaugh here from the WGIL Morning News. Join us tomorrow morning at 8:15 when our guest will be Illinois State Representative Don Moffitt joining us on WGIL.
Streaks have it after the timeout in the front court, moving left to right. Here's the ball tipped away as Clay couldn't control the pass. All the way down court, the shot up, no good by Elise Trout. Put back up by Bostert, no good. And now it's going to go out of bounds. They're going to give it to Galesburg. Offensive rebound there for Illini West.
Well, the Streaks dodged one right there. Just a bad pass by Haley Kelso. Threw it behind Clay, who was cutting to the basket. You got to pass it to where she's going, not where she's been.
Raina Gully now into the front court for Galesburg to Florine. Now back to Gully. Galesburg leads it by one. Now lazy pass again, stolen by Bostert. Here's Illini West all the way down court, up and through. Gracie Bostert now with 11, 33-32. Illini West takes the lead. 6 minutes to go, third quarter. Raina Gully now back into the front court. Left-handed dribble up top. Now to Clay, up top to Florine to Gully. Gully for the Silver Streaks. Pops it to Williams now on the high left side. Bounce pass now to Clay. Bounce pass into Florine. She'll put it up. No, she missed it. The rebound controlled by Gracie Bostert. What a game she had. Brings it back up court. Now on the right side. Here's a shot up. No good by Michaela Grunwald. We're going to get a foul inside against Galesburg.
Yeah, I think this is going to go against Sabrina Clay. And we do find out that Florine is human, and she finally misses a shot from the field. She's looked so good every time the ball's touched her hands. Unfortunately, there, she left that one just a little bit short. They gave that one to Casey, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. Casey Williams first team foul. At the free throw line for Illini West is Michaela Grunwald, the 5'6 junior. She makes the first one. Second one now is 34-32, Illini West by 2 points. 5:39 to go, third quarter.
This is only the third free throw for them in the game.
Yep. Second one is good. They've made them all. 35-32, Raina Gully now for Galesburg. Illini West leads it by three. Right side for Galesburg. This is Gully. Here's the three-pointer by Kelso. And Kelso puts it through from the high right wing.
From Jessica Lieber or Jessica Howard range maybe even.
Kelso now with 11 points in the game. 35 all. Back on the attack comes Illini West right to left. Bossert now underneath. Got the ball out. Popped it back out to Shelby White. The ball was knocked away and now picked up by Gully. And Gully brings it back on the attack for the Streaks. To Shaylee Florine. Florine up top. Florine with a pick. Now into the ball game for Galesburg is Lexi Daniels to Gully. Back out to Florine. Florine playing outside. Now we'll move back inside. Kelso trying to find her to Clay. Clay up top. Now on the high right side to Lexi Daniels. Daniels back to Florine. The Streaks very deliberate, something we haven't seen in a couple years from them. Now to Clay. Try to get a bounce pass into Florine. Tipped away but picked up by Gully. She'll drive inside. Puts it up. No good. The rebound put right back up by Gully. No good. The rebound Florine up and through.
She just towers over everyone in there. and able to come up with the big play right there to put the Streaks back in front.
Shelley Forlean with the 8 points and the offensive rebound in the basket. Now here's Grunwald putting up the jumper in the lane. No good. The rebound controlled by Clay DeGully. Back come the Streaks on the attack left to right. Lexi Daniels getting some action up front, and she's going to be fouled by Michaela Grunwald. Grunwald's third, the first team foul called against the Illini West.
That rebound, that last rebound by Sabrina Clay, her 11th, which I'm pretty sure, without looking back, I'm pretty sure that's a new varsity career high for her.
Casey Williams is in. Boydston back in for the Streaks. Kaylin Boydston. Sammy Thompson on the court, along with Clay and Lexi Daniels. Comes into Daniels now on the right side in the corner. Bounce pass out now to Casey Williams. Williams on the left side to Sammy Thompson. Thompson for Galesburg. The Streaks up by two, 37-35 with the double dribble.
Yeah, that was an obvious one, too. I don't know. Sammy just forgot what she was doing there, and she decided that she had room. They had cleared out the left side of the floor. She tried to take it, but that was after she had already picked the ball up.
Back on the attack now comes Illini West. This is Gracie Bosser all the way to the down. Puts it up in the lane. No good. The rebound controlled underneath by Sabrina Clay of Galesburg. Outlet pass now to Boydston. Williams wide open three left side. No. The rebound's going to be picked up on the far side, on this side, I should say, by Lexi Daniels. Daniels back up top now to Sammy Thompson. Thompson to Daniels on the right side. Back up top now to Boydston with 3:30 to go third quarter. Streaks by two. Right side now to Clay. Back up top now to Sammy Thompson. Thompson now to Boydston, who holds it over his head. Here's the screen and the three-pointer by Daniels, no good. The rebound's going to be picked up underneath and pulled out of there by Shelby White. White now gets it over to Bostert. Bostert brings it back. Comes all the way down, and we're going to get a foul called as Bostert was coming into the front court.
Well, she has a second gear, and she does a good job of varying her dribble speed, because she'll come down the floor at a pretty casual rate, and then all of a sudden she'll hit that second gear and go right by people.
Kaylin Boydston called for the Galesburg foul, her second team foul against the Streaks here in the second half. Grant Supernat up with his orange tie on, orange and black, the colors of Illini West and their black uniforms. Supernat, a graduate of Palatine High School in the northwest suburbs. He succeeded Zach Keene, who's now coaching at Macomb, the former Illini West coach who was fired in 2012. On the right side, Finch, and we're going to get a double dribble called here on Josie Finch.
I think their uniforms are actually like a dark blue.
Is it blue?
Yeah, I think they're a dark blue because it's
like
a real
Bears,
deep,
huh?
Yeah, a real deep blue.
I think you're right now that I look at it. Into the front court now comes Galesburg. Boydston now.
Woo.
Spins away.
Finch
stuck
all
out
over.
Her arm. Yep, stuck out her arm. They're playing that old Eddie Molitor defense from Palatine. Left side now, this is Lexi Daniels. Got into the corner. Got it down, and we'll get a whistle and a foul called here. I think they're going to get Jenna Bryan for this one, as she wasn't giving any room inside to Sammy Thompson.
Well, I find it interesting that they called that. That was essentially just a bump, whereas Finch was all over Boydston when she was dribbling the basketball to the point where she couldn't move.
Yeah, they play good defense. Galesburg has it. Florine goes right inside, and she's going to be fouled by Shelby White. That'll be White's first third team foul against Illini West. And this will send Shaylee Florine, the 6'1 sophomore, to the free throw line for the first time tonight.
Well, White gave that look like, what do you expect me to do? She's taller than me. She's stronger than me. I have to have some leverage here. And unfortunately for her, when Florine just took it right at her, she got the foul called.
Florine misses the first. Galesburg leads it by 2, 37-35. She missed them both. The rebound controlled by Jenna Bryan of Illini West. Outlet pass now to Josie Finch. Into the front court now on the right side. And we're going to get a push called here against Casey Williams as she pushed Aubrey Carlisle.
Well, more of a hand check. And then, you know, they've been letting it go all game. I don't know if they were trying to ratchet it up a little bit with the end of the game coming. But they've let that go all game.
Illini West will throw it in beneath their own basket. It comes into Jenna Bryan. Bryan spins in the paint, now drives inside, puts the shot up, no good. But she's going to be fouled here by Sammy Thompson of Galesburg, her second fourth team foul.
It's kind of like those new rules in college basketball. You think about those, Jim. You can't breathe on anyone anymore.
Well, I think, as Massey was saying before the game, I think Illinois is going to see some of that too this year.
Yeah,
after what happened at the state tournament.
That was, as Massey said, that was pretty ugly.
It was ugly, very ugly. Jenna Bryan makes the first one, 37-36. She can tie it up. Sammy Thompson is going to go out of the game, and Sabrina Clay back in. So it's Florine Clay along with Boydston, Casey Williams, and Kelso for the Streaks. Here's a second free throw. This one is going to be missed by Jenna Bryant.
Ooh.
And on the rebound, they're going to give it to Galesburg. They say it went off of Aubrey Carlisle. And Eric says maybe not.
Yeah, I think that went off Florine. Unfortunately, Shaylee's got to do a better job of boxing out. That ball came off a different angle than she had predicted, and she lost control of the defensive player behind her.
Full court pressure by Illini West as Kaylin Boydston brings the ball up court. It was knocked out of bounds in front of the Galesburg bench, which is at the northeast corner of the gym. And now Galesburg will throw it in the front court. Comes into Boydston, now to Casey Williams with 2:15 to go in the game. She drives all the way inside, and we're going to get a whistle, and Gary Tissue is going to call a foul here.
We talked a little bit off the air about Shaylee's father's former profession, and just a knockout block right there by her. She was setting a screen. The girl didn't see it coming, and she reeled back after hitting that large screen that Shaylee set.
Shaylee's dad played for the Kansas City Chiefs. Third foul on Elise Trout, fourth team foul. Comes into Florine. She'll put it up. Good!
Great job by Shaylee. Nice design play by Coach Massey right there. Streaks are going to get it back on a quick turnover by the Chargers here, and that's the second turnover of the half.
Jenna Bryant turns it over for Illini West. Galesburg by three now with 2:07 to go third quarter. Comes into Kelso, takes the 18-footer in and out, no good. The rebound's going to come out to Florine. She can't get to it, though. It's going to go out of bounds. They say it's going to be Galesburg's ball still, so the Streaks will have it. They say it went off Illini West. Florine was going out to try to get it, so Williams will throw it into the front court for Galesburg. They're moving left to right on your dial, which is west to east. To Florine, high left side. She got it to Casey Williams. Williams now dribbles a foul line. Bounce pass on the right side to Boydston. Underneath Florine, good.
All they have to do is get it to Shaylene in those couple of feet from the rim, and she's just going to knock it down. She hits another one there. 41-36, Streaks with a five-point advantage. Minute 49 left to go here in the third.
Grant Supernat takes a full timeout. You're listening to Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Rob Williams, State Farm Agent in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg, for all your insurance and financial services needs. And by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Proud to bring you GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2014 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Your news talk and sports station, Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson with you on WGIL. 41-36 in favor of the Streaks. They're up by five with a minute 49 to go third quarter. It's been a little bit of the Shaylee Florine show here in the third quarter, Eric.
It has, and she's done a wonderful job. Once she gets herself inside, she's, like we talked before the game, great footwork, soft hands. She seems to have all the jitters gone. And speaking of no jitters, Josie Finch with her fourth three of the game.
Josie Finch wide open on the left wing. It ties puts Illini West down by two. Now they go into Sabrina Clay as Galesburg comes back into the front court. And Clay going up is going to be fouled on the play.
Yeah, it's going to be on Shelby White, her first of the game. Sabrina went to the line two other times, and she's perfect so far on three attempts.
There's a free throw in and out. You jinxed her.
Yes, I did.
7 points in the game. Shelby Clay, she'll have one more. She's a 5'9 junior. She had 15 points last year in this game against Illini West. Here's the free throw on the way, and it's good. 8 points for Clay. Makes it 42-39, the three-point Streaks lead. Back comes Illini West. Shelby White now high right side. Tried to get it
over
back.
Back.
We're going to get it over back. No, they say it was tipped to Bostert. Down to White. White will put it up, no good. Rebound Clay goes out of bounds. And Dave Halsey, the referee from Abingdon, says, hey, it's going to be Illini West ball underneath their own basket. Gracie Bostert will throw it in for the Chargers. Bostert gets the ball up top to Aubrey Carlisle. Now to Finch. Finch on the dribble to Bostert. Bostert now fakes around, goes right around, and we're going to get a push on, they are calling it close all of a sudden, as Gary Tissue calls the foul against Kaylin Boydston, her third. That's a 15 foul against the Streaks. Minute 12 to go, third quarter, 42-39. Galesburg holding on to a tenuous three-point lead here. Boyston goes out, and Raina Gully, the 5'5 freshman, back in for the Streaks. Gracie Bostert will throw it in beneath the Illini West basket on the west side of the gym.
Casey.
And Casey Williams is going to be able to make the steal on the inbounds pass. She brings it down court herself, and we'll get a foul called here against Aubrey Carlisle.
Yeah, you can't do that. They tried to throw it over the top. Casey was playing kind of the underneath coverage on the man-to-man, and she was able to jump up and snare that one.
Carlisle's first six-team foul comes into Kelso. She'll take the three. No. And it's going to go out of bounds, but they say it went off, I think, a Finch underneath. Finch was on the baseline, didn't see the ball coming, or rather it was Carlisle. Goes out of bounds, and so it'll be Galesburg's ball.
That was a terrible shot by Haley Kelsel, Jim. She didn't have her feet set. She was just determined to get that ball in the air, and that's why she overshot it.
She just seemed to fling it.
Yep.
Now Casey Williams has the ball up top. Shovels it off to Kelsel. This time she gets the three off, no good. The rebound's going to be controlled by Carlisle, and Carlisle is going to be fouled on the rebound by Clay.
Much better job right there by Haley. She got her feet set. She squared up. She was still off the mark, but a much better looking shot.
That's Clay's second 16 foul. It's going to be Illini West ball with 50 seconds to go, third quarter. They trail by 342-39. Gracie Bossert, the 5'6 seniors, had a great game tonight. She runs it to weave with Finch. Finch drives the lane, puts the shot up, no good. The rebound's going to be pulled down by Haley Kelso of Galesburg. Back come the Streaks on the attack left to right. Ahead to Raina Gully. Now up to Florine, who's outside. Left side, Casey Williams gets a pick from Florine, drives the foul line. Back out to Raina Gully. Gully now on the dribble against Finch. Got the pick from Florine, looking for her on the give and go. Couldn't do it. Now left side to Kelso. Kelso with good defense up by Illini West. Now Williams with the three open right wing, in and out, no good. The rebound controlled by Finch. Josie Finch brings it out herself. Now got it ahead to Carlisle, but Carlisle traveled in front of the Illini West bench.
15th turnover of the game for Illini West. That's their fourth of the quarter. And the Streaks trying to run a little pick and roll up top. They kept going from side to side running the pick and roll. The problem is the screener who's supposed to be rolling isn't rolling hard enough. They're just kind of falling backwards and not getting themselves positioned. They got to roll hard on that.
Let's see what they do with 6 seconds left in the third quarter. This is Kelso into Clay. Clay will put it up. Yes! At the buzzer, Sabrina Clay with the field goal. That's the end of the third quarter with the score. It's Galesburg 44, Illini West 39. You're listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
What is that noise? It's driving me crazy.
Honey, it's our power meter.
Please make it stop.
Put a stop to the clicking by calling Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating today. With the installation of higher efficiency central air conditioners, hot water heaters, and furnaces, you can reduce your energy use and your power bill. And that sounds a lot better than... Find out more with a call to Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
WGIL, proud to be a part of Galesburg.
Hi, it's Bob O'Connor for WGIL. The USDA's Conservation Stewardship Program has a workshop tomorrow at the Knox Agri Center, starting at 1 o'clock, runs till 3. If you'd like more information on it, check our calendar at WGIL.com.
Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. We're here. Local owners, local radio hosts, local news, local community involvement. Find out more anytime at WGIL.com.
Hey Galesburg, it's Glenn Beck, inviting you to join me weekday mornings at 9, following the WGIL Morning News on Galesburg Radio 14.
Galesburg's ball to start the fourth quarter. They lead it by 5, 44-39. Shaylee Florine has it top of the key to Kaylin Boydston. Now to Kelso, into Florine in the paint. Left-handed hook shot up, in and out, no good. The rebound, no. Clay, right back up, no, and a foul call.
Clay just dominating on the boards right now. That's her 13th rebound. Only her second offensive, but 13th rebound nonetheless.
Lee Trout with a foul. That's her 4th, 7th team foul. Sabrina Clay will go to the free throw line and shoot two, and the first is good. She has 11 points in the game. Makes it 45-39, 6-point lead. Looks like Galesburg might pull away again just like they did last year. Boy, Illini West played a nice game, though. Second free throw missed, in and out, no good. The rebound, Shelby White for Illini West to Bostert. Now on the near side to Grunwald. Grunwald back up top to Finch. Josie Finch, left side, got it to Michaela Grunwald. Grunwald on the dribble, spins inside against Casey Williams. Now we'll get a whistle here away from the action. And I think what Gary Tissue may have called a travel.
Yeah, I think he called the turnover right there, the fifth of the half for Illini West. How great would Bostard and Finch look in the streak system for the last few years?
Yeah, no kidding.
They can really let it fly, and they both push the ball.
Full court pressure now. Boydston beats it. Gets it ahead to Clay, but Clay traveled, according to Dave Halsey of Abingdon. And so they'll give the ball back to Illini West with 7:25 to go in the ballgame. Galesburg leads it 45-39. Let's see if Illini West does a push. They've pushed back a couple times tonight and taken the lead a couple of times tonight. Back on the attack now, Gracie Bostard. Bostard hands the ball off to Michaela Grunwald. And now back to Bostard. She's guarded by Boydston. Right side now to Grunwald. Back up top now to Carlisle. Carlisle on the near side to Bostard. Inside, White will put it up. Good, and she's fouled by Florine.
Yeah, and not a lot that Shaley can do right there other than just give her the layup, because Shaley was just a second late to the party, and what happened was when Shelby turned around and drop-stepped, she went right into Shaley, and Shaley gets called for the bump.
Shelby White now with a three-point try and snare ball. She has 4 points in the game. Four points in the ball game tonight, 6 points now with that field goal. And so full court pressure by Illini West, 45-41, streaks by four. Boyson has the ball bounce off her foot, but luckily it went off Josie Finch, and maybe it didn't touch Finch.
Yeah, I think that was a little bit of a phantom call right there, as it looked like Finch got her hand in there, but really it just went off of Boyson's leg.
We had a good look at it from our vantage point here on the southwest corner of the gym. Here's Boyson now on the dribble over the timeline. Right side to Kelso into Clay. Clay bounced past to Florine, but she wasn't there, and the ball is going to go out of bounds. They'll give it back to Illini West.
Well, I'll tell you what, right there, Sabrina Clay's just got to take that ball to the rim.
Yep.
She had two girls on her, but she had the advantage. She was out in front of both of them, and she just takes that one up. Worst case scenario is she gets fouled.
Gracie Bostard now on the dribble, comes over the timeline for Illini West, right to left, which is east to west, and we'll get a whistle, and a foul is going to be called here away from the action.
And we're going to...
It's going to be against Bostard, I think.
Yeah. Well, he pointed at her. No, he's putting her on the line.
So Bostard's on the line. They call it against Kelso, her first. That'll be the eighth team foul against the Silver Streaks. And so Gracie Bostard, the leader of this Illini West team, the 5'6 senior, will step to the line. She's had a nice game tonight, scored 11 points in the ballgame.
She had 9 points against the Streaks a year ago.
Yep, free throw's good.
So the Streaks lead back down to three. They cannot get any breathing room here against this Charger ball team.
Looked like they were going to pull away at the beginning of the quarter, but now it's Illini West has crept back in. Foster with the second one. This one's going to be short. Rebound Sabrina Clay for the Streaks.
Who else?
Outlet pass going to be intercepted by Finch, but she goes out of bounds as she took it away from Boydston. Galesburg will try it again against the full court pressure from Illini West. Casey Williams will throw it in right down in front of us here. Bostard on the point guarding her. She bounced it out of bounds.
Yeah, she did.
Now it goes ahead to Boydston, now to Florine. And it's going to go out of bounds. They're going to give it to Galesburg here. And the
I think Florine touched it. Yep.
Yep. They're going to change it and give it back to Illini West. The Illini West fans were groaning for a second, but then they got it right.
Yeah, Florine was trying to chase it down. She was able to get her hands on it, just wasn't able to pull it in.
Carlisle into Grunwald now to Bostard as Illini West on the attack right to left. Hands it off to Josie Finch. Finch on the dribble. Now gets it back up top to Jenna Bryan. Bryan now to Bostard with 6:17 to go in the ball game. Here's a jump shot in the lane. Good by Michaela Grunwald. She has six. 45-44, streaks by one. Boydston back on the attack now. She holds up left side, going to be tied up. We'll get a jump ball here. Boy, that could have been a foul.
That official was trying to decide. At first he was going to call a foul, and then he went back to the jump ball. And that ball is going to go back to the Chargers. A little change on defense to keep an eye on, Jim, is the Streaks are now manning up Finch all over the floor. When Haley's guarding her, she's not even coming to help side defense. She's staying right on her so that Finch can't get that open three.
Full court pressure by the Streaks. They lead it 45-44. 6 minutes to go in the ballgame. Bostard now in the backcourt. Brings it up for Illini West. Left side to Grunwald. She comes back up top of the key. Hands the ball off now on the drive inside. This is Carlisle. Jumper in and out, no good. Rebound underneath White, but it was knocked out of her hands out of bounds. They say it went off the Streaks. So Gracie Bossert will trigger it in with her bright red hair. Throws it in to the blonde here, White. Shelby White almost lost it off her leg. Clay on her, and they're going to get Clay for the push. Sabrina Clay with her third. That's a 19 foul against Galesburg.
Tough time for the Streaks to have this game get called tighter because they've been letting that go all game long.
Shelby White will go to the free throw line for Illini West. She's a 5'10 junior, averaging 4 points a game last year. Here it is, and it's good. 7 points in the game for Shelby White. She can put Illini West in the lead. We're tied at 45. The 5'10 junior eyes it. Here it is, and it's short. No good. Rebound tipped up. It's going to be picked up by Sammy Thompson, who's come into the game. She gets it to Clay. Fast break ahead to Kelso. Kelso for the streaks up. Good.
That play was made entirely by Sammy Thompson. She did a great job after she got the rebound to find somebody wide open.
Now Illini West right back down court. Here's a shot up by Grunwald. No good. The rebound controlled by Clay, but I think Grunwald tripped her, and Grunwald's going to be called for the foul.
Yeah.
Her fourth, eighth team foul. We'll go back to the east end of the court, and Sabrina Clay is going to shoot the one in bonus. She has 12 points in the game tonight, or 11 points in the game for the Silver Streaks. We'll get Casey Williams going out. Lexi Daniels is a 5'5 sophomore back in for Galesburg. So Sabrina Clay at the line, and she makes it. 48-45 Silver Streaks. It hasn't been easy tonight for Galesburg fans. Florine's going to come back in. Casey Williams will go out. So Shaylee Florine with two fouls back in. Sabrina Clay, one more free throw for the Streaks. Here it is, and this one's good.
Sabrina doing a good job of taking advantage of the free throw line today. She's hit seven of them now in nine attempts.
Back on the attack comes White now for Illini West. In the lane, she's going to take it up against Florine, and they'll get Florine for the foul. And the Galesburg fans said, hey, that was all ball.
It looked all ball from this angle.
Florine's third, 10th team foul. Shelby White, who was just at the line, will shoot two here. Free throw on the way, and it's good. 49-46, Illini West trailing by three. One more for the 5'10 junior, Shelby White. Here it is. Perfect. 49-47, Galesburg's ball. Illini West is going to press. Florine's going to go out of the game. Casey Williams back in. So Galesburg's going to have Raina Gully has come back in. Casey Williams, Kelso, Sabrina Clay, and Florine will stay in. Williams will throw it in against the full court pressure into Raina Gully. Gully getting pressure from Finch into the front court. Now to Kelso on the left wing for the Silver Streaks. Kelso on the dribble. Got a pick up top from Gully. Wide open three-pointer. Good! Oh, big bucket there for Haley Kelso with the three. She has 16. 52-47, Streaks by five. And now we'll get a whistle as Illini West comes in the front court as Grant Supernot wants a timeout with 4:55 to go in the ballgame. 52 for Galesburg, 47 Illini West. You're listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
WGIL supports our community, one event at a time.
Hi, it's Bob O'Connor. The sounds of the season are all yours at the Salvation Army's fundraising concert on Saturday. It's at 6:30 at their location, 510 North Kellogg. Live music by Mended Pieces, and your donations will help the Salvation Army fill up baskets for Thanksgiving and Christmas. Get more info at WGIL.com on our calendar.
This public service message is proudly presented by the local staff and management and ownership at WGIL. Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson back at John Thiel Gym, Galesburg High School. 4 minutes, 55 seconds to go in this one, the opening game of the season. Streaks lead at 52-47 here on WGIL Galesburg. So it'll be Illini West ball after the timeout. It's going to be Jenna Bryan who's going to trigger it in for the Chargers. She gets it in to Gracie Bostert. Bostert now into the front court. to White. White has it out between the circles. She's their center. She directs the offense. We'll hand it off to Bostert. Bostert now on the right side. Gets it to Finch. He'll take the three. No good. The rebound controlled by Sabrina Clay of Galesburg. Back come the Streaks. Raina Gully now on the dribble into the front court for the Streaks. To Florine on the high post. Shaylee Florine. Gets it to Gully. Gully drives the right side. Good defense into Florine. Florine puts it up no good, but she's going to be fouled by White.
Good set of offense right there by the Streaks. What they did was they started in a double high post. Raina Gully initiated the offense by coming right with the basketball. And Sabrina Clay, who was on that side at the high post, then dove across the lane to the low block on the far side, allowing a curl cut by Sabrina or Shaylee Florine. And Shaylee was able to get it in rhythm and get it up to the rim. Fortunately, she missed. She was fouled. She misses the first free throw, though.
She missed three in a row. The foul was against Shelby White, her second. The ninth team foul against Illini West. Galesburg has 10 team fouls. Second free throw. She made it. Finally. 13 points for Shaylee Florine. Streaks by six, 53-47. Tipped away on the inbounds, but Illini West is going to get it again. They say it went off Galesburg. Both teams now with full court pressure. Sabrina Clay on the point as Illini West tries to get it in. Now they come into White. White ahead to Bostert, who breaks away on the Grunwald, and she'll put the left-handed layup up and through. Michaela Grunwald with eight. 53-49, Illini West will not go away. In the backcourt now, Kelso for the Streaks. She'll bring it up with a left-handed dribble over the timeline now to Casey Williams. Williams at center court, spins away, got it now to Florine. Florine hands the ball off to Raina Gully, the freshman. Gully now on the dribble, works against Finch. The right side as Galesburg runs a little clock with 3:55 to go. To Gully, back up top to Clay. Left side now, Kelso, the three-pointer bingo.
Kelso hitting better the farther she steps back.
Haley Kelso with one, two, three, four, five three-pointers in the game. She has 19 points for the Silver Streaks, and now we'll get a whistle and a foul called here. They'll call it on Williams on the inbound on the press, her third, 11th team foul. We'll come back to the east side of the court. Michaela Grunwald will go to the free throw line with the one in bonus here. She has 8 points in the game. 56-49, the Streaks by seven. It's been a honey of a ball game. Free throw no good.
Grunwald finally misses one here.
Well, they're gonna get two. She's going to get two with the
double
bonus.
Yep.
Grunwald eyes it. Here it is. This one's short as well. The rebound, Shaylee Florine for Galesburg. Galesburg with the 7-point lead on the attack now. Gully in the backcourt getting pressure from Josie Finch. Gully gets over the timeline.
Nope.
And we'll get a 10-second call, says Gary Tissue. That's the fastest 10 seconds in history, Gary.
Yeah, woo! Well, that's what Coach Massey's saying right now. 10
yeah,
seconds
that
heavy
was.
Lapse from the game clock.
That was horrible. All right, so Illini West is going to get it back. We're going to have a ball game here down to the finish, it looks like. Comes into Gracie Bostert. Bostert now back to White. White in the front court, left baseline jumper, and she's fouled by Florine.
Florine just kind of lost control of her momentum right there. She was straightening up and down, but just kind of gave a little lean right the last second. That's going to be her fourth foul, and that she is definitely a player. Streaks do not want to lose here late in the ball game. We'll see if Coach Massey goes to the bench. Doesn't look like it, though.
Shelby White with the free throws, and she missed it. Whoa.
Luckily, Illini West has decided to start missing free throws because they have been so good throughout the whole game.
Elise Trout goes out. Jenna Bryan back in for the Chargers. One more free throw for the 5'10 junior, Shelby White. Here it is, and she missed them both. The rebound controlled by Clay. 56-49, Streaks still by seven. Williams in the backcourt, not a Kelso. Let's see if Galesburg takes the air out of it a little bit. Bounce pass to Casey Williams. She dribbles around the three-point line all the way to the basket. Puts it up no good, and we're going to get a foul call.
Yeah, but good job by Casey going to the rim right there. She took off a little far from the basket, but it was initiated by the fact that she was fouled. And Grace, so then she tried to go up to complete the three-point play.
Gracie Bostert with the personal, her first 10th team foul. The Streaks in the double bonus.
It's actually her third.
Oh, third?
Yeah.
Williams misses the free throw. She'll get one more.
That's what the scoreboard has anyway. I had her at two, but I don't keep good track of that.
Second one is missed as well, so she misses them both. 56-49 Galesburg. Back on the attack now, Michaela Grunwald for Illini West to Bostert. Bostert now on the right side. Got it to Finch. Finch now tried to get a pass back up top. It was intercepted by Clay. Picked up by the Streaks now, Haley Kelso. Kelso loses it to Bostert, though. Bostert in the backcourt. Now they get it to Carlisle. Carlisle comes down to the right side. Now they're looking for the three-point shot, but they couldn't get it up. Back up to Bostert. 2:48 to go in the ballgame. Bostert drives the paint, puts a shot up. Good. Gracie Bostert has 14, 56-51. Illini West creeps back to within five. Here comes Kelso now. The pass to Clay.
Oh,
Clay underneath,
pass.
Puts it up and through.
What a pass to get it inside to Clay, who finishes the play.
15 points for Clay, 58-51. Streaks back up by seven. Josie Finch now up top to Bostert. Gracie Bostert now on the dribble. Bounce pass left side. Got it to Carlisle. She'll drive the paint. Puts it up no good. Gets her own rebound. No, it was tipped away and picked up by Clay. Back comes Galesburg. Ahead to Casey Williams. Williams all the way down on the break. Puts it up. No. The rebound controlled underneath in the lane by Carlisle. Carlisle the outlet pass. Now ahead. Here's a shot up underneath by White. Good. And a timeout called by Grant Supernat.
Streaks have got to get back down the floor right there. It's slow on the... I'm getting back, and now we're going to get a full timeout called by Grant Supernat.
Minute 56 to go in the game. Galesburg 58, Illini West 53. You're listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
The 30th annual fundraiser to benefit the Galesburg Rescue Mission and Women's Shelter is coming up this weekend. Hi, I'm Dave Scholl, encouraging you to listen for our Harvest Time Share-a-thon this Saturday from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. here on WGIL. Your generosity, combined with the pledges from others in the Galesburg area, can help us reach our goal of $45,000 again this year. Please join us Saturday here on WGIL.
When it happens in the world of sports, we are there. Fox Sports Radio, weekends on WGIL.
Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson back with you on WGIL. Where's the scene at John Thiel Gymnasium, the opening game of the season. Galesburg leads it 58-53, a minute 56 left to go in this ballgame. Galesburg is going to have the ball here on the west side of the gym, and they're moving west to east or left to right, and Illini West is going to put on the full court pressure. Gracie Bostert is going to challenge the inbounds pass. Casey Williams is going to throw it in. It's Casey Williams, Raina Gully, along with Sabrina Clay, Haley Kelso, and Shaylee Florine. Here's Williams now. The bounce pass comes into Kelso in the backcourt. She lost it, but got it back. Kelso still on the dribble. Gets it ahead to Gully. Raina Gully now, high right wing. Back to Florine, left side Williams. Williams will drive the hoop. She got tripped, and we'll get a foul called here.
Yeah, good job right there by Casey. She saw the opening down near the block area, so she just drove right at the play and picked up the foul.
Foul's going to be called on Jenna Bryan,
okay.
I believe, her fourth. And going to the free throw line will be Casey Williams to shoot two. She's 0 for 2 from the line tonight. She can put the streaks up by 6 and 7 if she can make these two. The first is on the way, perfect. 59-53 in favor of Galesburg. It hasn't been easy tonight. But and I'm sure Coach Massey's going to tell us on the postgame show lots of things to work on, but you got to be impressed with some of the things you see tonight. Kelso's three-point shooting. Florine inside as Williams misses a second one. Rebound controlled by White. Back comes Illini West. Grunwald comes down with a pull-up jumper. Good! Michaela Grunwald with the basket. She has 10 points, 59-55. Kelso now comes over the timeline for Galesburg to Florine. Left side Williams. Williams all the way to the basket. Left-handed layup. She missed it. The rebound, and we're going to get a whistle before the rebound. It's going to be called against Galesburg, I think.
Yeah, against Sabrina Clay going over the back.
So Clay's fourth personal foul will come back in. And, of course, Illini West wants that clock stoppage. And Michaela Grunwald will go to the free throw line. She's 2 for 4 from the line tonight.
Buck 20 left to go in this one. Streaks with a four-point advantage. But both Clay and Florine with four fouls.
Here's the free throw, and it's good. 59-56. One possession game now as Illini West creeps back to within three. can make it a two-point game as Michaela Grunwald, the 5'6 junior, eyes it. Here it is. It's in and out, no good. The rebound, Sabrina Clay for Galesburg. Outlet pass now to Gully, back to Clay. Clay brings it up left to right for the Streaks to Haley Kelso. Kelso gets it to Florine. Florine between the rings, left side to Casey Williams. Williams with a minute 5 to go in the game. Now to Clay. Right side, Kelso. Kelso tried to get a bounce pass, but it was intercepted and stolen away by Grunwald. All the way down to Bostard, and Bostard will put it up and through. Gracie Bostard brings them to within one with 53 seconds to go. It's 59-58 Streaks. Back comes Kelso now for Galesburg. Bounce pass to Clay underneath, but stolen away by Bostard. Back comes Illini West, a chance to take the lead. Bostard all the way down, puts it up, no good, but she's fouled by Florine.
Oh, and Florine's gone.
So Shaylee Florine is fouled out of the game. And Gracie Bostard will go to the line and shoot two.
13 points on the night for Florine before fouling out. 7 rebounds. A good performance here in her first varsity start.
Gracie Bostard, 1-for-2 from the line. She'll have 2 here. It's on the way, and it's around and good.
She's got nicking the rafters on those, Jim.
Yeah, she got the favorable roll that time. Raina Gully is going to go out. Lexi Daniels in. So it's Kelso, Lexi Daniels, Casey Williams, Sammy Thompson, and Sabrina Clay. One more free throw for Bostard. It's around and good. 60-59. Illini West leads it. 38 seconds to go in this one. A bounce pass into the front court. Sammy Thompson now. On the right side, they'll go to Lexi Daniels. Back the three-pointer, Kelso. No good. The rebound's going to be controlled underneath by Elise Trout, and Trout is going to be fouled immediately. Well, I don't know if you want the three-pointer there,
yeah,
do you?
Yeah, that was a long three-pointer, too. And the tough thing is that Florine was the most automatic player you had inside, and she's sitting on the bench now fouling out.
So we'll come back down, and Elise Trout, who has yet to score in the game, is going to go to the free throw line and shoot two for Illini West. They lead it by one. Here it is, and it's going to drop through.
Oh, wow. Streaks have got to block out here.
61-59, Illini West. 27 seconds to go in this one. Second free throw by Trout. Bingo, she hits it. 62-59. Back comes Kelso now for Galesburg. Into the front court. Kelso all the way down. Pull up jumper. Good. Haley Kelso with the two-point basket. Massey calls a timeout immediately.
18.7 left to go. Streaks with a one-point deficit. They're going to have to foul here coming out.
What are you going to press?
You've got to get it right out there. And I don't know who you foul. If I'm fouling, I'm looking for somebody that hasn't been to the line, because most of the people that have been to the line pretty successful to this point.
Well, Josie Finch has not been to the free throw line.
Yeah, I don't know that one. Foul her, though.
No.
She's been pretty automatic from downtown. I would imagine she's got a little bit of a touch at the line. But maybe not, because maybe she doesn't go to the line very often.
White's 3-for-7 from the free throw line. Of course, Trout just made those two.
Yeah, I think I go after White. If you can get the ball in White's hands, that's who you probably look at. Bostard is 3-for-4, 1-for-2, Jenna Bryan, if she comes out. Like you said, Finch hasn't been there. 3-for-6 for Grunwald. 2-for-2, Trout, she just hit those. You don't really want to put her right back there.
Boy, Illini West just refusing to say die in this ballgame. Tough defense all night tonight. This Gracie Bostard out front has played a great game tonight. And, of course, Finch, we talked about her with the three-pointers. And White has done a nice job inside, too, with the rebounds.
Great decision by Kelso on that last play, too, by going inside. You didn't need the three. There's still 18 seconds left, and I was afraid she would try to pull up on that.
Triggered into Finch now. Finch in the backcourt, guarded by Gully. Still in the backcourt, 13 seconds to go. Illini West leads at 62-61. We're going to get a foul called on Clay here?
Yeah, and that's her fifth.
That's Chris Smith of Macomb making that call.
No. That was a bad call.
Woo! Boy, you usually see them swallow their whistle, but instead we're going to put Elise Trout back at the free throw line as she has made two. She just made them a few seconds ago, and she has a chance here if she can make both of these free throws to put Illini West up by 3 points.
Sabrina's still in the game. Okay, now finally, here comes Madison Ross into the game for her. Madison Ross hasn't seen time at all in this game. You know, and the unfortunate thing is that's that anticipation foul. The officials figured the streaks were going to foul, and instead of letting play continue, they blew the whistle.
Here's Elise Trout now with the free throw. Illini West leads it by one. It's good. 63-62, Illini West.
63-61.
I'm sorry, 63-61. She can make it now. A three-point game with this one. Here it is, and it's good. 64-61, Illini West. 11.2 seconds to go. The Streaks are going to take a timeout here. I would guess they'd want to get it in Kelso's hands, right?
Yeah.
Although Illini West is taking the timeout?
I thought they did, but now they're saying 30-second timeout. I don't know who they granted it to.
It was Galesburg.
No, it was. It was Illini West, and their last one left was a 30. Okay. So the Streaks are going to need to
Kelso?
You got to. She's been the hottest hand. I mean, unless you get Lexi Daniels wide open in the corner. But the problem is that unless you have somebody else bring the ball up the floor, they're going to hawk Kelso the whole way, so it's going to be tough for her to get open.
So the school of 400 students against the school of 1,200 students, and the school of 400 with the three-point lead, Illini West, with 11.2 seconds to go in this one. 64-61, our score. Let's see how they set it up.
Goalie's not in the game either, and she's one of the better ball handlers. You sacrifice for three-point shooting, I suppose.
Ball comes in the backcourt now. They get it into Lexi Daniels. Daniels brings it down court quickly. 7 seconds to go. Now to Kelso. Kelso on the right side, and we're going to get a whistle here.
And we're going to get a foul. A timeout.
Timeout called.
The question will be here, Jim, will Super not foul now with 4.7 left to go? There's going to be very little time. If the Streaks do go to the free throw line, they're going to probably have two unless it's a favorable call.
And will Massey try to set up the three-point screen for a three-pointer on the inbounds?
Yeah, you have to at this point. I would imagine they're going to get it on the sideline, so they'll probably try to do some screen and fade off of that for Kelso.
Galesburg led 44-39 at the end of the third quarter. They led 29-28 at the half and 13-9 at the end of the first quarter. But Illini West leads now as we come down to the end. 4.7 seconds to go. 64-61. Illini West leading the Streaks. The Streaks are going to have the ball in the front court, though, and a chance to put up a three-point shot, we hope, or we'll see if Grant Supernot, as you said, will have somebody commit the foul. Then what do? Purposely miss the free throw, make the first?
Yeah, if you can.
Yeah.
But, that's a tough task for anybody. You practice all the time making free throws. You don't practice missing them. And obviously, as you know, you have to hit the rim to get it to count.
Right.
Streaks in their box formation around the corners of the free throw lane.
So it'll be triggered in now by Casey Williams here on the near side. She comes into Kelso, back to Williams. Williams took the three, but it was blocked by Bossert with 2 seconds to go. So Galesburg will get another chance. They trail by three, so Williams will inbound it again. Williams looking. She gets it into Daniels. Now back, here's Kelso with a three at the buzzer. No! She had the wide open three and missed it. And the final score, it's Illini West upsetting the Streaks. Illini West 64 and Galesburg 61. She had a good look at it, Eric.
She did. I don't know that she got it off in time either, because I think the official was waving it off regardless. So I don't think it would have counted. With that 2 seconds left on the clock, what happened was once Lexi caught that inbounds pass, she had nowhere to go with the basketball, had to kick it out, and then there had to be yet another subsequent pass to Kelso. I don't think they were going to give it to her even if it went, Jim.
So the final score, Illini West 64 and Galesburg 61. We'll be back with our post-game show. You're listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL and on WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Crady Insurance, one office for all your insurance needs. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, altogether better. And by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
It's purposely designed to adapt to your surroundings, so you can greet the sun from your hilltop home, travel back roads to town, then head to the city streets for a special night out. Just a day in the life for a vehicle that adds more life to your everyday. Cross over to the next generation of midsize SUV travel with the all-new 2014 Jeep Cherokee. Now at Yem Dodge Chrysler Jeep in Galesburg.
Stop out and be among the first to test drive the next generation of Cherokees that's equally at home on the trail or uptown at the theater. This is Jared Clapp with Yem Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Four adults can comfortably stretch out in the new Jeep Cherokee. 19 cubbies, pockets, and bins throughout give you plenty of spots to store phones, computers, tablets, gaming devices, and more. Flip up the floor of the rear cargo area and you'll find three levels of underfloor storage systems. The new 2014 Jeep Cherokees are in stock now at Yem, with more arriving daily, and start at just $22,995.
The new 2014 Jeep Cherokee. See it now at Yem Dodge Chrysler Jeep, North Henderson, Galesburg. Tax, title, license, dock fees not included. See Yem for details.
Time for your annual checkup, but you don't need a hospital gown for this one. Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg, suggests you complete an insurance checkup once a year. Life changes quickly. A checkup will ensure that your policies still provide the right amount of coverage for you and your family. You might even be able to lower your premiums with an auto or home policy from Rockford Mutual Insurance. For an insurance checkup, contact me, Mark Craddy, or stop by our office on Henderson Street in Galesburg today.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Rob Williams, State Farm Agent in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg for all your insurance and financial services needs. Proud to bring you GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2014 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
The official WGIL forecast, cloudy skies, a low of 34 by morning. Tomorrow up to 46, cloudy day, and there's a 50-50 chance of showers in the afternoon. A windy day, too. Cloudy and a 50% chance of rain tomorrow night, but temperatures holding steady around 42. For Thursday, cloudy, chance of rain 48. Rain likely Thursday night down to 38 degrees. Friday, a chance of rain and a high of 42. 41 right now at Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey. WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14.
Sammy Thompson. Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson back with you on WGIL. The Streaks fall tonight to Illini West, 64-61 in the opening game of the season. Our postgame show and final stats brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. See Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee for all of your sporting goods needs. Well, let's go over our final stats tonight, and then we'll speak with Evan Massey, the head coach of the Silver Streaks, about this one, boy. I tell you, Illini West, the thing that jumps off the stat sheet at us is the 25 points that Illini West scored in the fourth quarter, outscoring Galesburg 25-17. Galesburg had led it 44-39 at the end of three, but Illini West outscored them 25-17 in the fourth quarter to win this game 64-61. For Illini West, they were led in scoring by their point guard, Gracie Bostard, who had 19 points in the ballgame, 12 points for Josie Finch, 11 points for Michaela Grunwald, a great game for Shelby White inside. She had 11 points for the Chargers, 7 points for Aubrey Carlisle, 4 points in the game for Elise Trout. They were able to keep Josie Finch down in the second half. She only had 1 3-pointer. She'd scored 3 in the first half, but they were made to pay other ways. Also for the Galesburg Silver Streaks tonight, they were led in scoring by Haley Kelso, who had 21 points. She had 4 3-pointers in the ball game. 15 points in the game for Sabrina Clay for the Streaks. She fouled out, as did Shaylee Florine. Florine with 13 points in the game tonight for the Silver Streaks. 6 points in the game for Casey Williams. 3 points for Lexi Daniels, who did not start, and 3 points for Sammy Thompson. Both, I should say, yes, 3 points for Sammy Thompson. Lexi Daniels hit a 3-pointer, and Sammy Thompson had 3 free throws. It was 13-9 in favor of Galesburg at the end of the first quarter. Illini West outscored the Streaks 28 to, I should say, 19-16 in the second quarter, and it was 29-28 at the halftime. Then Gale at halftime, Galesburg then outscored Illini West 15-11 in the third quarter to take a 5-point lead by the score of 44-39. It seemed like it was a 7-point lead for Galesburg in that third quarter and fourth quarter for a long time, but then Illini West came back, outscored the Streaks 25-17 in the fourth quarter to win it 64-61. So that means that Galesburg now is 0-1 going into Thursday night's game against Metamora, a 7 o'clock start here at John Thiel Gym. So the rest of our week will consist of Galesburg and Metamora at 7 o'clock on Thursday night. And then Friday night we'll have the East Peoria game, which will be a late game at 8:30, the tip-off, with the pregame show at 8:10. And then Saturday it'll be the Galesburg-Springfield game at 6:30 on Saturday night, as the Streaks will be playing against the Springfield Senators.
Well, the numbers aren't pretty, and that's what happens when you lose a game like this. The Streaks turned the ball over 25 times. They only forced 17 turnovers on behalf of Illini West. Streaks did out-rebound Illini West 37-24, though, so that was a good number, 10-7 on the offensive boards. The Streaks shot 14 of 25 from inside the arc, 7 of 24 from outside the arc, so a little bit better three-point shooting in the second half. But the big number, I think, if you're going to key in three big numbers, they would be this. Number one would be the turnover number. Number two would be the fact that in the second half, the Streaks were 6 of 14 from the free throw line after going 6 of 7 in the first half. And then the third number, I would say, would be 4 of 4, and that was Elise Trout's free throws there at the end of the game, as she knocked down each one of the free throws after not scoring the entire game and pretty much sealed the deal for Illini West. So tough loss for the Streaks, and some amazing numbers put up by the Streaks too. Haley Kelsel, 21 points, a great game for her, as you said. Sabrina Clay, to go with her 15 points, she had 19 rebounds, but only two of those offensive, and a 13-7 game for Shaylee Florine with one block. So unfortunately for the Streaks to come out on the raw side of this one, but a lot of things to look positive at.
How many turnovers did Galesburg have?
25.
25 turnovers.
Yeah, you know, when they were running the system, Coach Massey wanted to limit the turnovers to about 20 a game, no more. He understood that you're going to turn the ball over when you're running that kind of system. But now that they're running more of this kind of controlled offense, you can't turn the ball over 25 times. You need to keep that number closer to 15. Streaks turned the ball over 15 times in this one, and they will probably win by 10.
They've got to get more scoring from Casey Williams, too, I would think.
Yeah,
would
you know,
something you really, 6 points is not enough.
No, and she was one of those ones that you thought by sophomore year last year that she would be a pretty productive player. Now you're into the junior year, and they need her to score. Like we said, Kelso had a good game. She only had 8 at half, came out, hit 13 in the second half, and, you know, that clutch 2 down the stretch kind of gave you hope that they were going to come back in this one. The other thing I think they need to look at is to go a little bit more inside to Florine. She did get 9 shots up, and she hit 7 of them. I mean, that's one of those wells you just got to keep going to. And I know they did. They didn't. It's not that they stopped, but what happened was some of the entry passes were so bad that she either bobbled the ball or the ball was stolen right away, and that's where you're attributing some of those turnovers.
And that first, the first basket she had, her hands looked so good, and then after that, she struggled.
Well, she did. Jim, I think she struggled on that second quarter after she did have a couple of the passes bounce off her hands, but I thought she was starting to look good again there in the fourth quarter. She had a couple straight possessions where she made clean catches underneath and then made nice drop steps, but unfortunately, she picked up that foul to put her out of the game with still over a minute left to go, and then subsequently on the possession or the possession after that, Sabrina Clay picked up that foul. And, you know, you can attribute two real bad fouls I can think of just off the top of my head that put them in those predicaments. One was Florine battling for a loose ball after it bounced off her hands down here. She fell on a girl in the first half that gave her a foul that you didn't need to have happen. And on the other side of the floor in the second half, Sabrina had one where she bumped a girl from behind after she had stolen the basketball. And those are two that you can't have if you're Florine and Clay, because you're just so far from the basket, you got to save those defensive fouls.
And, of course, we talked a little bit about growing pains and the fact that we were going to see a freshman, Raina Gully, got a lot of time. Caitlin Kalen Boydston, a sophomore, starting this game tonight for the Streaks, and neither one of them scored.
No, and you know what? But I will say that I thought Reyna Goley's ball handling really helped the Streaks there in the second half, because in that first half, I was a bit concerned about how she was going to react in the second half, because she had turned the ball over a few times on some sloppy passes. But, you know, once the pressure started, she was fairly good against the press, and probably she may have been a slight bit better than Kelso in breaking the press off the dribble. Now, ideally, you don't want to rely on breaking a press off the dribble. You want to be able to pass through it. But I thought she did a good job as far as that went. And Boydston was kind of unremarkable in this game. She didn't take a shot. She had one rebound, three fouls. She did have a nice block shot there in the third quarter, I believe it was. But yeah, kind of unremarkable throughout the game. And Reyna had a rebound. She missed three shots, but she did have a steal. So two players that are going to have to grow up pretty quickly here if the Streaks are going to be successful this year.
Tammy Thompson had those three free throws in a row when she came in. Then she missed one, and then she was quiet the rest of the night.
Yeah, she only took two shots from the field, missed them both. And better performance, obviously, than last year. Last year she had two steals but no points in her first varsity action. This time she had 3 points, three rebounds. It looks like Coach Massey has her playing a little bit different of a role, too, because last year we saw her a lot more as a primary ball handler. This year it looks like she's going to kind of echo the same kind of play that Casey Williams has, kind of that slasher forward.
Well, what do you chalk this game up to? Is this the Illini West team a good team? Is this bode poorly, bad for Galesburg coming up with the Western Big Six? They're going to play Alleman here, a week from tonight? So what do we got? What do we think?
Well, you know, I think the big thing is you could tell the disparity in experience between the two teams coming down the stretch. You know, you have the experienced Illini West team, as you talked about extensively in the pregame show. This was an Illini West team that was coming in losing just pretty much two scores from last year's game, and that's all. And whereas the Streaks were coming in missing most of their whole, not only their starting lineup, but their bench as well. So, you know, it's you could see it at the end of the game. Illini West was a little bit more assertive down the end. You saw Gracie Boster make some great steals and some great plays down off the dribble. And she, you know, the one play in particular that I thought was pretty telling was late in the game. The Streaks tried to go inside to Sabrina Clay. Sabrina caught the ball on the post and thought she was going to have pretty much an easy go at it, but instead Boster came up from behind her, knocked the ball away, got the steal, and she pushed it up the floor for a layup. And that was kind of a tide turner at that point.
That was a killer, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Our interview with Coach Evan Massey is going to be brought to you tonight by McDonald's. I'm loving it. McDonald's with two locations in Galesburg, North Henderson Street, and on East Main. The Galesburg Silver Streaks have fallen to 0-1 on the season, losing 64-61 tonight to the Illini West Chargers. And again, Illini West outscoring the Streaks 25-17 in the fourth quarter of this one. We'll take a break and be back with Coach Massey. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
My husband and I both work during the day, and I don't feel safe leaving her by herself.
When I was a kid, we couldn't go anywhere without my dad running into somebody he knew. He needs that social connection.
Every day, once a week, whatever your needs for adult care are, Gordon Barron Senior Center is the solution. For your mother or father, we can provide a chance to get out of the house and socialize. A hot meal, someone to make sure they're taking those daytime meds, and activities to look forward to. For you, the peace of mind of knowing your loved one is cared for by trained staff, the ability to work and not worry, or just have a much-needed break from being a caretaker.
Funding is available, and the staff can assist you with funding resources so you can get the help you need in a matter of days. And if you want to tour the Gordon Barron Senior Center, give Connie a call. She'll arrange your visit.
I'm Connie Crow with Gordon Barron Senior Center. Call me with questions at 344-2520 or go to galesburg.info, keyword seniors.
The 30th Annual Harvest Time Share-a-thon comes up this Saturday here on WGIL. Join us starting at 7 o'clock Saturday morning as we help to raise funds for the Galesburg Rescue Mission here on Galesburg Radio 14.
Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson back with you on WGIL. We're going to be joined by the head coach of the Galesburg Silver Streaks, Coach Evan Massey, who is going to be talking to us about this loss for the Streaks tonight as Galesburg loses to Illini West by the score of 64-61. Coach, your reaction to this ball game tonight?
You know, disappointing that, you know, the girls are disappointed. And, all of us are disappointed that, you know, on different levels of one, was there are things that we didn't, you know, that you practice and we didn't do. And so anytime that you have a game where you don't do what you practice, that's something that's frustrating for everybody. But also, I think it's one where, you know, you look we had control of the game, and it was basically down the stretch of, I would say, not just offensively, but defensively, we didn't understand score and time down the stretch there. That, you know, we fouled when we were ahead, and, you know, you can't let them get free throws to do that. And then we were trying to end up pressure their point guard, not let her get the ball. But what happened was other kids thought that, you know, we were trying to steal. And I think we, in the last 4 minutes, had three situations in which we were just playing half-court man-to-man, and somebody thought they had to come up, and they went for a steal, and they miss it, and now they get a break at the other end. So, and then offensively, obviously, against their pressure, we didn't handle as far as we broke it. That wasn't the issue, but we didn't get into any sets in, and that as a result we had a stretch of about 3 minutes where, not that's probably long, probably a minute and a half, we had a stretch where we offensively didn't run anything.
How much is that inexperience, do you think, with the younger players?
Well, I don't know if it's, you know, it's inexperience of it being first game, hopefully, that you develop and you go that way. But you know, with I struggle a little bit of giving the excuse of saying, you know, inexperienced and young, that, you know, if that's the case, they should, if they're, you know, if they're on the varsity, they need to end up, they have varsity responsibility. And tonight we, you know, simply didn't get the job done. But you learn from it, you go on, and hopefully you do better.
Coach, outside of fouling out, you had to be pretty pleased with your interior play. You had Sabrina Clay put up 15 points, pull down 19 rebounds, and Shaylee Florine, 13.7 rebounds. Shaylee looked very fluid inside, and Sabrina looked like she was bulldogging a lot, getting around the ball, getting a bunch of rebounds for you.
Yeah, I thought they both played well. They were, you know, both very good for us. I thought at times we did a good job of understanding how to get them the ball amount. But as was kind of the case of our offense most of the night, was there were times in which they were going to be open and we just were very impatient, that we didn't, you know, if we just slowed up a little bit, let the defense figure out where they wanted to be and then get the ball to the, you know, a different spot. But we would rush some of the post feeds in there, and that's when we didn't get it into them.
Coach, last year, Sammy Thompson, in her limited time on varsity, playing time per game, she handled the ball a lot for you. It looks like you've kind of moved her to a different role. Is she going to play more of the Casey Williams type role this year?
Yeah, she's more off the ball, but hopefully, you know, can help out, you know, some as far as handling the ball, and would like, you know, that's an extra ball handler out there of, you know, help the point guards in that way.
So what are you going to work on then? What do you work on between now and Thursday? Is it patience? Is it having more patience? I mean, what are the things you need to improve on?
Oh man, you know how to depress a person there. That it's, you know, I mean, it's that.
Well, there were some good things, don't you
think? Right. There were. I think it's a case like said to you at the beginning. The frustration is, do you in a game, do you do what you practice, or does the other team make you do things that you don't practice? And I thought today, you know, a tribute to Illini West, they made us do things that we don't practice, but we also chose to do things that we don't practice. And that what they've got to do is hard that kids now early in the year, that you've got to have a better toughness as far as a mental toughness of understanding that, yeah, the defense isn't going to be just there stationary, but you know what? these are things we do offensively, and we're going to do those and make them guard us. And I thought what happened to us is that we tried offensively in the first half to make shortcuts. That we came out in at the quarter break, we made the comment of saying that we needed to, at first quarter, second quarter, said we need less first side stuff. We've got to move the ball over to the second side and make them do things. And what did we do? The very first possessions, we end up took a shot, made a post feed, and then did another post feed all on the first side. And what happened was we had a missed shot. They get a rebound because we haven't moved their defense. And we had a situation where we turned the ball over in the post feed. So what we've got to do is work on a toughness of this is our offense, this is what we're going to do, and we're going to run it. And defensively, what we've got to do is we've just got to understand, you know, they're going to call the game differently, and you can't. You know, that Sabrina and Shaylee are going to get fouls inside, but we can't have the touch fouls on the perimeter. You got to move your feet. And the other that really was very frustrating for us was we had trouble matching up in the defense, that there were too many times in which just weird stuff happened. And so we've got to understand how you get back. If a teammate covers for you, you cover for them, how you're going to find people after the press and all those kind of things.
Evan, thank you so much for being with us, and we'll see you on Thursday.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, That's Coach. Evan Massey, the head coach of the Silver Streaks. We'll take a break and be back with our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave.
McDonald's Dollar Menu and More presents The Magnitude of More. More is better. When good isn't good enough, more is great. It's the new Bacon McDouble sandwich with thick-cut applewood smoked bacon for only $2. More is an abundance of flavors. More is the archenemy of less. It's getting the McChicken sandwich you know and love for just a buck. It's more choices than ever before. And that's the Dollar Menu and More. Stop in and find out exactly what more has in store for you. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's and more. Prices and participation may vary.
Keeping you informed 24 hours a day. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Back at John Field Gym, Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game is Haley Kelso, the 5'4 senior. 21 points in this game, including two three-pointers, and two buckets in the fourth quarter of play. She scored 10 points. In the fourth quarter, 21 points on the ball game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Haley Kelso, our crunch time player of the game. You know, I was looking, partner, that we don't have a road game until December 4th.
Yeah, it's nice to for the girls to kind of get warmed up here at home and see if they can get things moving. Unfortunately, that being said, you're going to be seeing a lot of good teams here coming up, and the Streaks are really going to be tested to see if they can compete here. But it's always nice to have that home cooking right away if you're going to be playing these tough teams.
When we do go on the road, Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street, will be providing our vehicles for the road games. But we're not going to be getting a car until December 4th when we're headed up to Moline. We want to thank Zach Leahy back at the studio for spinning the dials and producing our broadcast tonight. The news from Galesburg High School, not very good in the first game. It was Dunlap beating Alleman 52-46, and in the in the final here tonight for the Streaks in their first game, they lose to Illini West 64-61. For Eric Gibson, I'm Jim Wyman. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.